Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest followed and filmed five adult special needs ballet students through a year of dancing and living, which brought to viewers of the film often unheard voices, a perspective frequently overlooked, and to the film director, a filmmaking award. Sarah Shoemaker is director of Invitation to the Dance, named the best documentary feature at this year's Beaufort International Film Festival. She is also the executive director of International Ballet, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Greer, South Carolina. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you.
Before we talk about the film, tell us a little bit more about International Ballet.
This company was founded in 2003 by a woman named Lena Forster, who's featured in the film, with the idea of training young dancers in classical ballet in the Russian syllabus, in the Russian style, which is called Vaganova. And she knew a Russian teacher here in town named Vlada Kiselova, and so they partnered together to start this little ballet school. We have had a lot of alumni go on to have careers in ballet or, you know, college degrees in ballet. So it's geared toward a niche market of people who are interested in classical ballet. But of that niche market, it's been doing very well.
And now share with us how this documentary came to be.
I moved to Greenville in 2014 with my husband, who was going to work at the Governor School. So my husband and I are both former professional dancers, and we moved to Greenville so he could work at the Governor School. And I was a little bit lost as to what I was going to do once we got to Greenville. I had given up my job in Nashville, where we came from, and I had actually been working as an actor at that point. And so I kind of stumbled around for a year, just substitute teaching in ballet schools and different things, and ultimately stumbled into International Ballet, just literally walked in the door. And I went in there with this crazy idea that I could film the advanced dancers, the serious ballet students, and not as a film or as anything other than just a training program, almost like football players, you know, watch film of games to study what they do, you know, well and not well. And I had that idea for the ballet dancers. And Lena said, no, that's a terrible idea. I was like, no, it's a great idea. She said, no, it's a terrible idea. She goes, dancers always want to quit after they see themselves on video. So we're not going to, you know, film the teenage girls, and they're too judgy of themselves. But she said, but I would love for you to film is my special needs adult class. And I got intrigued. And so I went in to watch, and I didn't know what to expect at all. It was like I spent the whole hour just smiling and feeling so good about the world and what I was seeing. It just was fun. And so I told her, sure, I'll film this. Maybe we can make a little video for your website to show the world what you're doing. And that's how it started. Kind of picked up speed, and enough people saw the edit that they were like, this is really more of a short film that could go out into festivals and be seen by a broader community.
I see from the website that you've also won an award at the Tryon International Film Festival, and that it's been selected for several other film festivals. Tell us what's next for this film.
It was just selected for the Reedy Reels Film Festival, which is our home grown film festival in Greenville. Not knowing the film festival circuit and what was involved with that, I just didn't know. I was learning the whole time how this process happens. And it really is very much a network like any other business. And so I was approached by a film festival out of Arizona, and they thought it was a match for their festival. And so they kind of specially invited us to participate in that. It's also shown in the San Luis Obispo Festival out in California and in South Dakota. And so our festival circuit will probably wrap up at the end of 21. And then at that point, it's going to be a matter of navigating the distribution world and what that means. So does that mean it's going to show on South Carolina public television, hopefully, or maybe some colleges and universities will be interested in it.
And so has this then launched a film career for yourself?
Well, I wouldn't say a career, but I would say that I am working on another film that we're shooting this summer. Still in the dance genre, but a very different type of film. This is more like professional quality dancers doing a piece about loss. We'll do as much as we can and go as far as we can.
Well, Sarah, once again, congratulations on the award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Sarah Shoemaker is director of Invitation to the Dance, named the best documentary feature at this year's Beaufort International Film Festival. She is also the executive director of International Ballet. She joined us by phone from her office in Greer, South Carolina. We will have links posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.